We'll talk the weather now with Pat Pagano. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, good morning. Fine. Looking at the radar, and it's pretty solid from central New York down to central Pennsylvania westward. The heaviest rain right now, Cortland, down to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. All this tied in with the remains of Fred coming up the Appalachians. A couple of light showers over the area right now where we are, spotty though. And I'm thinking along the lines that we have to just call it cloudy and humid with showers and thunderstorms. 75 degrees today, 70 tonight. And especially tonight, there could be some tropical downpours. Thursday, hazy, humid, showers and thunderstorms, 75 to 80. And about the same for Friday and Saturday, middle 80s, and Sunday. I don't see any difference. So the forecast is an easy one in that it's redundant. You have the remains of Fred coming up at us. You have Grace that's going to hit the Yucatan as a hurricane, then go across the Gulf of Mexico and hit Mexico. You have Henri that could become a bigger problem than ever thought. Henri is still a tropical storm, but could become a hurricane shortly. Moving just to the south of Bermuda. And the problem I see here, we have to talk about speed. And Henri is not moving quickly. The longer it takes for him to turn northeast, the more trouble New England is in. And I say New England, but I'm thinking mainly eastern New England. There's an upper air trough. Let's call it the jet stream. That is going to actually take on what we call a negative tilt. That means it'll be oriented, folks, from the Great Lakes to the Virginia coast. That's the orientation. It could literally take Henri, capture it, and force it northward, hitting into eastern New England as a hurricane. And if that happens, it would happen in very late in the weekend or first thing next week.
Now, when you say eastern New England, you're talking about the Cape Cod and dips like that?
I'm talking about from eastern Connecticut through Rhode Island, and Cape Cod, and on up through Boston as well.
And then we'd probably just get some rain on the where we are then, right?
You may not even get that.
Okay.
Because this will be a very compact storm. But it has to be watched. And why? Especially at this time of the year, because not only do you have the people who live on Cape Cod, and you know what I've been saying about this, but you have plenty of vacationers on Cape Cod.
I have a friend who just moved back to Cape Cod about 2 months ago.
You know, I have been talking about this. I mean, I came back this year. Don't you remember? I did a whole little thing on it. And I said to you, Marshall, I don't know what they're going to do. God forbid there's ever a major hurricane there. You know, with evacuation if they don't have time. Now, here is a situation where you may not have time. Because right now, we're expecting, if you go by the Hurricane Center's track, we're expecting Henri to turn northeastward and pass a couple of hundred miles south of Cape Cod. That's what the Hurricane Center is saying now. But they also are watching some of the hurricane models that are bending this further west. And, you know, that's what I'm watching. So let's just say, hypothetically, folks, that it's Sunday. And the storm is north of Bermuda, and it's moving north-northeast. So it's veering more toward the Atlantic. And then let's just say that sometime Sunday, it changes course, as they sometimes do when they get to this latitude. They pick up forward speed, and now it's moving north. How much time do people have to evacuate?
Not too many ways on or off the Cape.
No. So this has to be watched very closely by anybody who may be at the Cape, and I would say eastward through Rhode Island. And you and of course, Eastern Long Island.
And you certainly don't want to take the ferry.
You said that they probably won't be running.
That's right.
That's for sure. But, you know, the Hurricane Center, let me just read to you. I had seen this before, before I saw the 5 a.m. Advisory from the Hurricane Center. And I don't, you know, we have a Microsoft update pending. I don't know if you know that. Both of my computers are saying, you know, when do you want to do this? Snooze or the whole bit? Right now, I just said snooze, but it's causing everything to come up slowly. Here we go. This is the Hurricane Center. So let me tell you, because they're the experts, folks. I'm not. I mean, I've been watching this for years, but this is what he says at the end. The best approach at this point is to base the NHC, National Hurricane Center forecast, on the better performing multi-model consensus guidance, which once again has shifted a bit to the left of the previous track forecast. Left, folks, means it's coming further west toward the coast. I think it's worth noting that the GFS V16 model is now showing a shortwave ridge building over eastern Canada on Sunday, which causes Henri to move more northward toward the New England coast. Therefore, additional changes or shifts of the track beyond the 60-hour period may be required on subsequent advisories. Due to the increased uncertainty in the track, interest along the New England coast should monitor the progress of Henri. From the Hurricane Center.
And here's the problem where you get TV stations are going to put those goofy spaghetti charts up that show 5 million tracks.
5 million. And everybody's going to focus on the two tracks that hit New England and the 90 that don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's the thing that happens. And so people get worn down and they get used to it. Oh, yeah, it's more spaghetti predictions. Ah, blah, 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 blah. But, I will send this notification to my friend over there and let them know.
Just tell them that they should be keeping track of all the Hurricane Center advisories. That's all. If they could listen to us, and they could, right? Because we stream. I'll be talking about this tomorrow as well as Friday.
Now, my friend Terry, who does a classical show, Classical Prelude, on Sunday night into Monday morning, wanted me to tell you something. I wrote it down. Do you think I can find it? Do you think I can find it anywhere? I can't. Let me look.
You should use those post-it notes.
I did. But I don't see it.
Those darn cats, they probably took your notes.
I don't see it anywhere. And it was pretty interesting what he wanted me to ask you or tell you. But once again, my left side of the brain and right side of the brain are not together. I'm looking here, and I've got a lot of post-it notes that I saved, and not one of them is that one. It figures. He said, ask Pat this tomorrow, or tell Pat this tomorrow, and I'll try to find out today and write the note down again and bring it up tomorrow to you.
Okay.
Because I literally have no idea
what
it is.
And you don't remember what it was about?
No, I'm not even sure it's about weather.
Oh. Maybe it was about my propane refrigerator at the cabin.
It might have been. I have no idea what it was about. But anyway, I'll have to find it or I'll speak to Terry anyways. But that's the problem here, you know? Oh, well. I'll write it down and I'll post it someplace and won't get rid of it this time.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Well, Pat, we'll keep our eye. I hate the name Fred for a hurricane, by the way. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's call it Frederick, call it something, you know, Igor, you know, names like that. But Fred, does Fred sound dangerous?
No.
Oh, well, that's just me, Pat. All right, we'll check with you tomorrow, see what's going on.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.